territory. Learn how to get involved at CITR.ca.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'll be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program, you heard some music from all the way back in 1950s, some music from Vietnam that was an artist named I'm Song Seom and Chun Vanna, and that was a track named No Husband. This is put out on reissued on a compilation called Wounds of Love, Khmer Melodies, Volume 1, and that's put out on Death Is Not the End Records, which is a London-based label, and they're a record label as well as an NTS radio show, and they put out really, really cool reissues. Recently, they put out something called London Pirate Radio Adverts, and yeah, all kinds of cool stuff like that, so they're really good at unearthing old recordings, and this one is definitely worth checking out. And once again, that's called Wounds of Love, Khmer Melodies, Volume 1, and it's featuring music from the Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh, and definitely check it out. There's a whole bunch of really cool tracks like that, really kind of lo-fi kind of stuff. But anyways, I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff. that I've been checking out recently, some new stuff that's been doing quite well across campus radio stations and stuff like that. So wherever you're listening from, definitely check out our website, citr.ca, and you could get a running list of tracks that I've played in case you miss anything that I say. So to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from, let me see what I have queued up. I have something from Charles Spearin, one of the players in Do Make Say Think, and he's got a new album out that's a solo material, and it's out on a, let me see what label I have it on. Sorry, I'm just getting everything queued up. It is called, sorry, the album that I have queued up is something called My City of Starlings, and we're going to hear a track called The Portrait of an Artist as Thursday, and once again, that's new stuff from Charles Spearin of Do Make Say Think. And then, after that, we're going to hear something from Willie Dunn. His album is doing pretty well across campus radio station charts on the Earshot charts. It's called The Vanity of Human Wishes. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called Wounded Lake. And I think this is one of the tracks that wasn't featured on the Native North America compilation that came out in 2014. And Willie Dunn passed away in 2013. So unfortunately, he never did get to see the release come out and hear about his newfound revival of his music. And so everyone's doing pretty good. I got a pretty good show for you coming up. And let me see what I have. I misspoke about the compilation earlier. I accidentally said Vietnam, but it's actually a Cambodia-based artist. And so once again, that's the Wounds of Love compilation at the top of the program tonight. Just a little flustered, getting everything ready for the show tonight. Got so much music picked out for you that I'm messing up in some ways. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Charles Spearin. His track is called Portrait of the Artist as a Thursday.
Red Cap Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
When it comes to a rainforest, the soundtrack is everything. It sets the mood and it tells a story. Join me Tuesdays from 10 to 11 p.m. as I interview my guests about their seasons of life, and we listen to the soundtracks that went with them. You might learn a bit for your own seasons of life, and if nothing else, you'll find some great music. Tune in on 101.9 CITR FM, Tuesdays from 10 to 11 p.m.
No politics alive to round the smoky sky, but lay here limpid beneath the sun. And the driftwood by my shores, bleach whiteness though their pores, be riddled through and through by the worms. And I've been here a long, long while, seen your granddad as a child, and I know his son's a lot like himself. Ducks, the geese and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and reeds of my shore. Apologies to none who would come here with a gun and hunt the bears and burrs upon the hills, or to fish these waters till they may have had their fill and go home happily in their graves. But I would remind you now, if you enjoy this anyhow, that is the fish and game along the shore. Go back to the factory, filter that reactor, and you'll be welcome as you were before. And I've been here a long, long while, seen you as a child, and I know your son's a lot like yourself. Ducks, the geese and loons have striven many, many moons along the sands and reeds of my shore. And I've been here a long, long while, seeing you boy as a child, and I know your son's a lot like yourself. The ducks, the geese and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and my soul. No politics survive to redden the smoky sky, but lay here limpid beneath the sun. And the driftwood by my shores, bleach whiteness though their pores, be riddled through and through by the worms. The ducks, the geese and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and reeds of my shore. The ducks, the geese and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and reeds of my shore.
Something from Willie Dunn, a track called Wounded Lake is taken from the Vanity of Human Wishes release, and one's put out on Light in the Attic Records. And if you're not familiar, obviously, Willie Dunn, based out of Ottawa, or, well, born in Montreal, Quebec, and his Mi'kmaq and Scottish-Irish backgrounds, and he was featured on the Native North America compilation in 2014 that was released by Light in the Attic Records, and really, really great compilation, and definitely check it out if you haven't yet, but it all gets all sorts of play over the years here at the station. So before Willie Dunn, you heard something from Charles Spearin, the kind of a dubby kind of post-rock type track, was something called Portrait of the Artist as Thursday. It's taken from the My City of Starlings release, and once again, that's Charles Spearin, artist known for his work in Do Make Say Think, as well as Broken Social Scene, and all kinds of other different projects he's been involved with, and yeah, kind of like a staple of Canadian post-rock, I guess. You're tuned in to Canada Post-Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Thanksgiving long weekend, and everyone be sure to stay safe, and I guess, yeah, just sanitize, and be sure to keep safe in everything that you do in your Thanksgiving celebrations this weekend, and hopefully you can tune in to CITR and listen to music while you take some time off and visit with family and friends. But don't forget to head to CITR.ca to check out podcasts and playlists and get a running list of tracks that were played on radio shows. So up next, we're going to keep going to some more Canadian music, and we're going to hear something from kind of like a staple of Canadian type college or campus radio, and you're going to hear something from Islands, and Islands are they have a new album out, something called what do they have queued up, a track that you can hear, something called Carpenter off the album called Islomania, and that was just released, and they are pretty well known, and if you're not familiar, they were kind of born of a band called the Unicorns that were from Montreal, and I did actually get the chance to see Unicorns way back in the day, before they unfortunately broke up. They only ran from 2000 to 2004, and they started in Campbell River. Really, really cool, colorful, very wild shows. I remember I saw them, I think, with Hot Heat a long time ago in Calgary. So yeah, very cool that I was able to see the Unicorns, but, cool that they're still doing stuff as Islands in 2021. So we're gonna hear something from Islands, and then after that we're gonna hear something from an artist on the hand-drawn Dracula record label, something called Breeze, and Breeze has an album out called Only Up. It's kind of a little bit more kind of electronic pop with a little bit of kind of almost hip-hop type edge. And you're going to hear a track off of it, something called Ecstasy on Keel Street. And a really colorful album. Not exactly what I'd expect to hear from Hand-Drawn Dracula. I'm not as familiar with the label, but I know they don't put out exactly stuff like this. But anyways, this album actually features Cadence Weapon on one track, as well as Tess Parks. You can check it out at handdrawndracula.bandcamp.com. But yeah, we're going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Islands. The track is called Carpenter.
And it goes a little something like...
cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence. It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Every absurdity and nihilism of the world since 1937.
It'll play off Broadway. I can see it now.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from an artist named Breeze. And that was Ecstasy on Keel Street. And that's taken from an album called Only Up. Pretty good album. I mean, not pretty good, but like it sounds like it would have came out kind of on Anticon Records, maybe. But that was actually released on the Canadian label called Hand Drawn Dracula. And it's actually a ensemble of Toronto musicians, not a solo artist, as I mentioned before. But anyways, before Breeze, you heard something from Islands with a track called Carpenter, taken from the Islomania release that came out this year. And they're doing quite well on the campus radio charts across Canada, which are the Earshot charts. And if you're not familiar, those are the campus radio charts that are compiled from all the campus radio stations across Canada. Actually, I'm not sure how many stations are reporting, but CITR is one that reports to the Earshot charts. So in this next set, we're going to hear from some kind of a romantic kind of pop artists. In this next set, we're going to hear from three artists in this set. We're going to hear something from Slow Leaves, which is a Winnipeg-based singer named Grant Davidson. His new album is something called Holiday. And we're going to hear something off of that, something called Not All Roses, really nice kind of light romantic pop. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Sean Nicholas Savage and his release called Life is Crazy, which came out last year, October 2020. And we're going to hear a track off of that. What do they have queued up? Something called Mysteries. And this is a very kind of stripped down sound. Some of his other recent releases seem to have a little bit more players on this, but perhaps this one came out during the pandemic, and perhaps he was recording solo. You can check out his whole discography at seannicholassavage.bandcamp.com, and he does have stuff out on the Arbutus record label. After Sean Nicholas Savage, we're going to hear a really interesting release from an artist that originally came out in the 70s, and his name is simply Todd. It's just the first name Todd, and he put out a really limited cassette called With Love From Me to You. And there was a lot of kind of interesting lore when this album was kind of discovered in the 2000s, and there's some rumors that it was like made as a high school prom type release, and he gave it out at the prom and something like that. But anyways, it was recently reissued by Swan Fungus Records, and that's a Los Angeles based label. And we're gonna hear a track off the Todd album, and it's something called Can't Get Her Out of My Mind. And this was reissued in 2013. You can check it out at swanfungus.bandcamp.com. But yeah, first these two artists, and then you'll hear something from this interesting Todd reissue album. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Slow Leaves. This track is called Not All Roses.
We wandered through a meadow wild in spring, waking slowly from another dream. Every morning brought another bird to sing, and the daisies bloomed without asking. And as the days grew longer one by one, I picked some flowers and I brought them home. Soon all the irises and daffodils had grown, but the roses wouldn't blossom. I knew he well. Well, I thought I did, I couldn't tell. When the seasons changed their devotion, all the petals fell. Now I know not all roses yet. Hearts out on the weather vane. When
thought I did, I couldn't tell. When the seasons change their devotion, all the petals fell. Now I know not all roses kept open.
Sit up in our bed and I look out the window to a light in the distance, somewhere I was long ago. You don't know me, oh, you never will. And as much as I try to,
There's something I have to know. How do I forget you, baby, when I still love you so? And though my days are full of lies and my nights are full of tears, I know I'll always remember you, baby, throughout the rest of my endless years. Oh, 'cause I can't get you out of my mind, baby. I can't get you out of my head. Though I've tried a thousand times before, I just can't get you out of my mind. No, I can't get you out of my mind, baby. I can't get you out of my head. Though I've tried a million times before, I just can't get you out of my, can't get you out of my, can't get you out of my mind.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and we've got about 45 minutes left on the program. And what you just heard was an interesting release from the 70s, an artist named Todd. He had the track called Can't Get Her Out of My Mind, and that's from a release called With Love From Me to You, reissued on the Swan Fungus record label. Prior to that was something from Sean Nicholas Savage with a track called Mysteries, and that's off of a release called Life is Crazy that came out last year. And before that, Slow Leaves with a track called Not All Roses, and the album is called Holiday, and Slow Leaves is an artist based out of Winnipeg. And we're going to go into a little bit different direction in this next set. We're going to hear some more kind of experimental stuff and some electronic and stuff like that. So what we're going to hear is something from Benjamin Liu and Stephen Brown. It's a reissued release, and we're going to hear a track off of a album that came out in, let me see when it actually came out, in the early 80s, and I'm going to do a bad job pronouncing it, but it's called Deuxième Journée, and this is a 80s Belgian post-punk new wave type group, and it's being reissued on Crammed Disc Records, and originally it came out in the 80s, but we're going to hear a track off of that. Let me see what I have queued up. Something called, I'm not going to be able to pronounce it, but it's called Il l'escuta l'oube. I'm doing a terrible job with this, but yeah, anyways, that's Benjamin Liu and Stephen Brown. But before that, we're going to hear something from Nina Harker. Interesting release. I think it's a self-titled deal, and it's being put out on the Leia Syndicate des Scorpions release or record label, which is based out of Metz, France. We're going to hear a track called Du Schaffest es nicht, and this came out last year and in May 2020. So I'm having a hard time because I'm picking a lot of stuff that's really hard to pronounce for me, but anyways, I'm doing my best. But if you missed what I said, you can always hit to the website citr.ca and go to the podcast section and check out what I horribly butchered on the pronunciation after the show. But anyways, it's a really interesting release, kind of all over the place, electronic synth pop, free folk, just all kinds of really weird out there sounding stuff. And once again, that's Nina Harker. Yeah, so we're going to hear Nina Harker, Benjamin Liu, and Stephen Brown. And then after that, something from MLD. And MLD was a older, I think it was another older release that's being reissued recently. And it originally came out in 1983 to 1986. And they're a Japanese post-punk electronic type of no-wavy disco-type sounding stuff. And it stood for Minimal Lethal Dose. From MLD, we're going to hear a track called Perpetual Motion, and that's off a compilation album called 1983-1986 that's being put out by Cami Soul Records. Yeah, so we'll hear these three artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Nina Harker.
Sono ridicolo come un cane bagnato. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The Vancouver International Film Festival wraps up on Monday, but there's still plenty of time to catch a film in cinemas around Vancouver or online on the festival's streaming platform, VIFF Connect. Student tickets are just $10. To explore the 2021 program and purchase tickets, visit VIFF.org.
Thank you. like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
That was something from Minimal Lethal Dose, also known as MLD, and it's a Japanese project that was started in the early 80s, and you heard the opening track, something called Perpetual Motion, and that's on a reissued release called 1983 to 1986, and that was reissued by Cami Soul Records, and they're making some really interesting kind of post-punk, minimal, kind of cold wave type stuff. And interestingly enough, these tracks were recently remastered by Kraker Kushian, who I played a number of times, and he's an artist on Lies Records and I think some other labels as well. You can check this record out at camisoulrecords.bandcamp.com. And prior to that, you heard something from Benjamin Liu and Stephen Brown, and that was the really kind of moody instrumental track. That was something called, well, the closing track called Liz Quita, and I can't pronounce the rest of it. But anyways, this is something off a reissued release called Desume Journey, and it's being reissued by Crammed Discs Records, and they are an 80s Belgian kind of post-punk new wavy kind of almost a little bit of jazzy type sound in their music. And once again, that's Benjamin Liu and Stephen Brown. Prior to that, you heard something from Nina Harker with a track called Du Schaft Es Nicht, and that's off the self-titled release, and that's being put out on the All Night Flight Records, as well as Animal Biscuit Records. And yeah, really, really interesting stuff. Nina Harker is based out of France. And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And I'm your host, P-Bone. And you got about just under half an hour left on the program. And the show generally kind of covers a lot of the music that I listen to, a lot of newer stuff. And I think generally in the past like few years or whatever, kind of gravitated a lot towards electronic music and stuff like that. But a big chunk of my music that I listen to is also a lot of loud, extreme, and experimental metal and loud type music. And I admit, I've kind of dropped off on that in the past few years, but I still do listen to quite a bit. So we're going to hear a couple of loud artists in the next set. And we're going to hear from a record label that I follow very closely, and that's Profound Lore Records, which is a Canadian label, and they put out really interesting stuff, not just loud music. They also put out ambient and experimental and stuff like that. But you can check it out at Profound Lore Records, and it's a Kitchener, Ontario based label, and they put out some really, really incredible loud music. Really highly underground music and very very well regarded extreme metal. And it's not just limited to like loud or like death metal or just some specific genre of metal. They're kind of all over the place. And what we're going to hear is a kind of a drone doom type metal group called Fulco Fatau, and I'm probably pronouncing that horribly, but they're based out of Varese, Italy, and they have a new release out called Obsidian Catabasis, and we're going to hear a track off of it, something called, simply called One, and it's the second track of this release. There's a few long-form tracks, and then these are the kind of in-between kind of interlude-type tracks. So some of the other tracks are clocking at around like 15, 17 minutes, but these ones are a shorter version. They're kind of a drone-y post-metal type sound. So to follow them, we're going to hear something from the hugely influential group called ISIS. And before the terrorist organization took over the name, they were the ISIS name was most well known for being a post-metal band out of Massachusetts. And they have a few albums out on the Ipecac record label, two of which are probably one of my most highly regarded loud albums. They're hugely influential, and I can't say enough positive things about the Oceanic album and the Panopticon album, in addition to their other discography. But we're going to hear something from the 2002 release called Oceanic, and we'll hear a track called Carry, just a heavy, swirling, and encapsulating, drowning type metal sound is what you're going to hear from ISIS if you haven't checked out the music of them. But yeah, I they're inactive right now, and I think they did like a one-off tour in a few years ago, but it was just kind of a one-off thing. But I don't believe they have any plans to tour again as ISIS, but fingers crossed for the future. But anyways, I'm gonna stop talking here right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the group called Fulco Fatao. This track is called simply called One, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
And that was something from the legendary Isis album called Oceanic, and that originally came out in 2002. You heard the track called Carrie, and a very swirling, heavy post-metal sound. And prior to Isis, you heard something from Fuoco Fatuo out of Italy, and you heard a track called One. It's off the Obsidian Catabasis release. And yeah, so that's kind of a loud set that I don't usually do too often. But well, once again, I just want to explore some loud music, which I haven't done in a while, but I hope to do more often. But I'm going to play something from a couple of ambient and electronic artists next. We're going to hear from a artist named Marja Ati. And she has a new release out, something called... let me see what I had queued up. It's called Still Lives, and this is out on the Students of Decay record label. Really good record label. Definitely check out some other stuff that is out on this label. And I think I've played a few artists from this label, such as Blue Chemist, Urchemize, and let me see what I have. What else? What other stuff that I've played? But it's a really cool kind of ambient label. And yeah, so we're going to hear something from the Marja Ati album called Still Lives. And she's a Finnish-based composer making some very quiet, minimal music. We're going to hear a track called Orchid House. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Lyra Promek and a track off a new release called Delta. It's out on the Bedroom Community record label. And we're going to hear a track, let me see what I have queued up. This is a release that has a whole bunch of really cool collaborations on there, such as Careless Cloverdale, as well as Gabber Modus Operandi, the crazy electronic group. And we're going to hear a track that features Caterina Barbieri as a collaboration, but we're going to hear something called... sorry, I'm just still getting everything queued up. It's called Tendril, and I think that'll close off the program for this evening. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And for wherever you're listening from, don't forget that you can always hit citr.ca to find out more on some of the music that I have played tonight. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Marja Ati. This track is called Orchid House. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Start. I don't want him to go. I really don't want him to go.